the storm surge came up, and there's waves on top of that, and it eroded into the dune. And I'd say that the surge was maybe 3 to 5 feet, and we've lost 2 to 3 feet of sand here.
And so how significant is that?
Moderate damage. We're looking at a hotel here that can't be but maybe 50 feet from the erosional part of the beach here. And these areas were nourished recently, within the last several years. They brought sand in, created dunes and so forth to protect the infrastructure and so forth from very events like this. And it worked. However, that sand is gone now. You know, millions and millions of dollars were spent, and that sand was eroded.
And in what way does that armoring or beach nourishment protect infrastructure?
It creates a buffer to the energy and height of the storm surge. So its very presence, when all that energy of breaking waves is attacking that dune on that beach, if it wasn't there, it would be attacking what was behind it.
Is this high tide? There isn't a lot of room on the beach here for someone to, you know, lay on a towel and have a picnic or something like that, right?
No, there's not. So we are, I think high tide is right about now. And the beach is very steep. Normally it would be wide and flat, but it's narrow and steep because all that sand was lost and that sand moved offshore.
Is this normally a beach where there would be plenty of room for towels and picnics and umbrellas and all of those normal things?
Yes.
And all of that sand was just lost overnight in the hurricane?
Yes.
Have you been to many other Brevard County beaches today? What do some of the other beaches look like?
Yes, I have, and they all look like this. I think it was extensive, you know, mild to moderate erosion. We didn't really have we had 3 to 5 feet of surge. On top of that, maybe 4 or 5 foot of waves. So the immediate economic impact, to me, as I look at this, is mild. But the long term is what we need to be thinking about here, because now, you know, this is going to go on and on and on, the status quo or business as usual. But at some point, and it could have been this time, when there's a tipping point, and thank goodness it didn't occur. But had we had the damage that was in the Caribbean, in the Bahamas, people would really have to rethink the post-disaster recovery, what we do about that. You know, this is just another wake-up call to the seriousness with which we need to be thinking about the sustainability of coastal development this close to a very volatile environment.